Here's the snap. It's down. The kick by Sauls on its way. That kick is up. That kick is good. With 17 seconds to go, the Panthers have come all the way back to take a one-point lead. Sorsby barks back with a snap. Sets up. Fires it over the middle. It is caught. They lateral, and they get it at the 35. Panthers miss a tackle, miss another, turning it to the 34-yard line. They throw it, and it's
ball game, baby. Let's go.
Ball game.
Hail to Pitt.
Ball game.
Hail to Pitt.
Look at those Panthers celebrate, and the Pitt fans celebrate as well. One of the greatest comebacks in the history of University of Pittsburgh football we have witnessed at Nippert Stadium today.
Hey, Cincinnati. Hey, student section. I heard a lot of eat, you know what, Pitt. Eat that.
Doran, you were there for the nip slip at Nippert Stadium, where Pitt at one point had a 1% chance of winning the football game. Your thoughts?
I just thought it, I mean, the word that comes to mind is they just kept fighting. They kept believing in each other, and that was a character win.
Oh.
I mean, if there's any character wins out there, that is a character win. They knew they needed to win that game. That game is very important. Now, I know it's Cincinnati, and they're not a great football team, but I don't care who you're playing. If you come back from that deficit and you end up winning a football game, it is very significant. I mean, Eli Holstein looked like he got his first start on JV as a ninth grader in the first half. Honestly, he was, you know, skittish in the pocket. He wasn't looking down the field. Everything was off. He had 91 yards in the first half. In the second half, and at the end of the game, he completed the game with over 300 yards passing. I mean, the guy just at halftime just figured it out, got settled in. Everybody kept their faith in him on the sidelines, teammates, coaches. Talked to Cade Bell after the game. He's like, he's young, it's going to happen. But he showed us that he can fight through some adversity. And that's what you ask for, and you go up and you clean it up. But, like, that is – I'm telling you right now, I think that at some point in this season for the Pitt football team, you're going to look back at this game and be like, thank God that we fought, we came back, and we won that game on the road against Cincinnati, because that was our probably foundation of the season. I'm telling you right now,
man,
just the way the schedule plays out.
Tunch used to talk about it all the time, points of reference. You need that point of reference. There's going to be a time where they're down in a football game again going forward.
Yep.
And they're going to believe. When you come back like that with not a ton of time left to do it. I mean, there are about 4 minutes left in the third quarter. When you come back like that, you can, in your minds, do it against anybody. Anytime, any place. So I'm with you on that. And then you had Bostic.
Eat that.
Which is just outstanding.
Eat that.
Eat that, Cincinnati. Eat that. Fans.
Eat that.
And I think it's more impressive, oddly, that Eli Holstein was bad and then really good than if he just would have gone out there and thrown for 500 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I think if he would have just gone out there and thrown for 500 yards, we'd have been going, ah, Cincinnati sucks.
Exactly.
But he struggled. There's no doubt about that. And then he was elite in the second half,
yeah.
Which for a young guy, second career start, first on the road, to do that, to have that in there, to not go in the tank, super impressive. I think Pitt's got a really good one there.
Yeah, and then even the guys around him, I mean, guys were open in the first half.
Yep.
There was a lot of opportunities in the first half that he just missed, but guys kept at it. Nobody got into the tank. You know, the receivers didn't go into the tank. You know, the offensive line didn't go into the tank. I mean, Corleone, I think, had one tackle.
Mm-hmm.
One tackle. So, Lyndon Cooper, you know, held that down. So, that is a very, very significant win. I know that they're, you know, I know it's Cincinnati, but it's very significant. You'll watch and see as we approach this season.
Who do they play on Saturday?
I don't know. Huh?
Is it a big game?
I don't know. Is it?
Brawl week, baby.
You tell me if it is.
Brawl week, baby.
You're not feeling too good over there. I know that.
I don't. If I had to pick the game right now, and I don't, but I will right now, I think Pitt's going to win the football game. But we'll get into that over the course of the week. This Pitt Minute on the Fan, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.